the Mad Men DVD review.
It is that time. Hello, Clayton, and a Merry Christmas to you on this beautiful morning here in Auckland, down Aotearoa and Tamaki Makaurau on BFN, 95 BFM. Lovely to have you along, probably for the final time this year, of course.
Oh, indeed. Thanks for having me. It's a beautiful day and Christmas only a few nights away.
Christmas. Woo-hoo. I mean, has there ever been a better time of the year to knuckle down to a top shelf sophisticated quality DVD than the Christmas break?
Oh, and this is a quality movie we're going to talk about today. Good time.
Good time. This is a personal fave?
Oh, well, one of the best of the year, I'd say. Ooh, top five.
Top five, ladies and gentlemen. So, ears to the radio now. Good time. Discuss.
Now, this is at the Film Festival this year. It's a movie from the Safdie brothers. Now, if you haven't heard about the Safdie brothers, they're like these guerrilla filmmaking filmmakers. They love handheld stuff, getting down and dirty. And in this movie, which is like a bank heist gone wrong, and then Robert Pattinson plays a guy called Connie, and he's out in this wild, crazy, nocturnal, nighttime odyssey through New York, trying to get his brother out of custody. And it's just like riveting stuff.
Was it on theatre release that it came out? I've actually haven't heard about it.
I don't
think it even got limited release. I think
it's film festival.
Yeah, thus far it was just at the film festival.
And this thing like was not
too cool for school.
Too
nice.
Cool. Way too cool. That's the Safdie brothers for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, they're underground sort of people. Now this thing got
like, apparent word on the streets. I like to get down and dirty.
Yes, yeah. Gutter realism is a
shivers.
I know.
Shivers.
Now these guys got nominated. Put a towel down.
Towel.
They got nominated for the Palme d'Or for this movie, so that's
really?
Like serious cred.
And yeah, that's a guaranteed watch if it's been nominated for the old Palme d'Or.
Yeah, it's like
they've got good taste. Whoever those people who nominate the Palme d'Or.
Yeah, serious. No, it can't just like it's not like an Oscar with a few people. It's like this is limited edition awards.
And it's in France, and so they're going to be packing in. Yeah, you know, it's put a little arty about it. You know, as opposed to just you won. Cheers, thanks very much. Next year.
Oh yeah, totally.
Now it carries a lot of weight, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, and a nomination alone is like top-notch stuff. Yeah. Now these guys, they're like, as I was saying, down and dirty. They were filmed in an active ER, like, you know, there was a car crash nearby, and all these people came in. They were just like, we're just going to film over here in the corner, and
wow.
it's
a bit pervy.
It's really like immersive sort of stuff. Like if you're on this journey with Robert Pattinson going this nighttime. What is it called? Desperate and dangerous sort of stuff, you know. Like
down and dirty, desperate and dangerous. Come on, Clayton, what else?
And it's not like a normal heist movie, you know, like a Boy Had Baby Driver this year.
Certainly
and,
not glamorized.
Yeah, glamorized.
It's quite hypercolor, so it's really interesting to watch the
hypercolor, like the t-shirts,
neon.
Yeah, a lot of neon, a lot of kind of mauve and pink coming through, but in a very
like Drive, I guess.
Exactly. Yeah. That kind of
palette. I love the way it's a selling point. Lots of mauve and pink coming through.
Okay. Yeah. Sorry to bring it down. Yeah.
Mauve's not one of my favourite colours.
Sorry.
It's just me. Early Scorsese, you know, like Mean Streets and Taxi Driver. That's sort of pretty.
But filthy is what you're saying.
Yeah, filthy, but it's got
grubby filmmaking. Yeah. Look, you love
it,
eh?
I know, because I was just sitting in the theatre going, oh my God, this is like, it doesn't let up, you know? You just,
totally.
He goes from one bad decision to the next, like trying to save his brother, and you're like, I don't know where it's
so
going.
So these guys write as well as
direct? Yeah, so yeah. The two, Josh and Benny, directed it. Josh wrote it with his long-time writing partner, and Benny stars in it as the mentally ill brother, and he's really, really good. And Benny edited it as well. So they're like, you might think it's a handheld, improvised sort of thing, but this is like honed, you know, as much as Baby Driver.
It's a dream. It's a dream. Yeah, it's a combination dream. Isn't
you know it with the, you know, it can be tense and it can look technically wonderful, but also the handheld thing of you're tense the entire way through.
Yeah. White knuckle, as they say.
Absolutely. You're anxious. Ooh.
Now, the thing is,
like Black Swan anxious.
Ooh.
There's an exercise in female anxiety for 2 hours.
Yeah, but
You want this guy to succeed is all you do.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You want him to succeed, and then fate just keeps throwing him shitters.
Yeah, like real shitters.
Here you go.
Now, I've got a fun fact about Rob Pattinson in this movie.
Fun fact,
he did not even, like, he'd seen a still from one of the earlier movies, heaven knows what, not the trailer, not the movie, just a still.
Just a still.
And he got, I like this, I'm going to email them. And he goes, hey, you got anything for me? And they're like,
shut up, really?
Robert Pattinson. What the hell is Robert Pattinson emailing us?
For those people who don't know Robert Pattinson is
Twilight, like Mr., you know, big star.
Big star.
After Twilight, he was like, I want to work with Cool. directors.
Trying to shed the...
Yeah, trying to shed it. Yeah. And he,
is he Edward? I don't know. Is that his name? Yeah, anyway, trying to shed
did he something with elephants as
the
well?
Maya.
Yeah, he did worked with David Cronenberg, Werner Herzog, David Mashoid, and
did he work with Werner Herzog?
He did. In a movie that like never got seen, but anyway. And he's really good in this, like so good. Peroxide blonde hair. You know, like he likes just losing himself into this character, and even though he's a criminal, you just like you want him to get his brother out, but it's just bad decisions. And another MVP in this movie is the guy to the soundtrack, 10 Tricks Point Never. And
sorry, that name again?
10 Tricks Point Never.
10 Tricks Point Never.
Yeah, cool name. American guy, does this 80s synth soundtrack, and he won the Best Soundtrack Award at Cannes. Like, I've never heard of this award, but hey, Best Soundtrack. Check it out.
Are we going to play something?
We are. Yeah. It's not from the soundtrack per se, but it is the most recent track we've had on BFM Rotate. Mm. It is his duet with Iggy Pop. But,
yeah, it's a closing. It closes out the movie.
Yeah.
So it's like a really moody track called The Pure and the Damned.
But you'd recommend.
Rob's actually fizzing about how much you're fizzing about it.
Yeah.
But you'd recommend. So if you Boxing Day, you're too full of ham or whatever, and you just need
you're
to
too
up,
full of ham.
Up the energy a little bit. You just get attention from watching this.
DVD. I think it's just like a good riveting watch. I love movies where you just get like dragged into it.
Totally.
Like, what's going to happen? What's going to happen?
It doesn't
matter. Tell you what. The only thing that can go wrong now is that we watch it and it's terrible. We're going to come back on you because this is a big sell, and I'm very much looking forward to the movie, which. Let's just see if people remember what the name of the movie is. Let's just 309-3879. Win yourself a copy of this gung-ho, down and dirty, filthy, grubby. Was it handheld?
Hypercolor.
Hypercolor. Like, I mean, I tell you what a great one to finish up the year on.
Oh, yeah. Purla.
BFM, good morning.
Good times.
Oh. Can we have to be, we have to get this right, don't we? Yes, so I can't really, one consonant wrong like that, and I'm sorry, but that is a...
Clayton even has written that and then scribbled that out on his notes.
So it's an easy mistake to make. Don't feel bad, caller. Yeah. Caller, good morning.
Hello, good morning. How are you?
Good, thank you. How are you?
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you too. Let's hope you got it right now.
Good time.
Yay!
Correct, Good Time. That's the name of the movie, Good Time. Is it available now, Clayton, on DVD disc? Available at the stores for people to go and buy and say, guess what? I bought you this for Christmas and you're going to love it. Bam!
Oh, from the movie.
Should have heard the talk down BFM.
I'm ahead.
You're ahead, are you?
You're ahead.
I'm ahead. I've got a gift for free.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Good gift.
That's a gift of giving.
Are you going to give it to someone else or are you going to keep it?
Maybe not for a small child.
Maybe keep it.
Okay.
Maybe keep it. Just keep it for yourself. Hey, all right. Congratulations. Well done. And Merry Christmas to you.
Thank you very much.
Clayton, thank you very much for coming in and hope you have a wonderful holiday break.
Thank you.
And we'll see you at the beginning of the next bit, which will be in 2018.
Yes,
that'll be the year of our Lord, 2018. So we're going to play The Pure and the Damned featuring Iggy Pop by 10 Tricks Point Never. Clayton, thanks very much.
Thank you.
And to our good friends at Mad Men, thank you very much as well. I love you heaps. Oh. Ooh, listen to that piano kicking. The low end of the keyboard.
It's not an upper, that's for sure.
18 past 8 o'clock on BFM.
Love, make me clean. Love, touch me, cure me. Look ahead in a clear sky.
gonna get there. But it's a nice dream. It's a nice dream. Death. Make me brave. Death. Leave me swinging. The pure always act from love. The damned always act from love. Truth is an act of love. Someday, I swear, we're gonna go to a place where we can do everything we want to. And we can pet the crocodiles. Love. The pure always act.
Thanks to Burger Fuel.
Thanks.
That was the Madman DVD review.
And it's in colour.